the first half is a complete wash, and they start all over here in the second half.
Well, you got a clean slate coming in. You might just have a clean slate going the second half.
Nice way of looking at it.
All right, the Lions with the basketball. The inbound pass comes to Scully in the middle out there, and he gets it to one of the guards, Silesio. Back to Scully, who's way up high. That gets Van Arendonk way up on top out there, and I think that's what they were trying to do. A little jumper, no good. It's short. Rebound comes to Stivey. Danson back out in front to Gardner. Left wing, Stivey, Neal. Gardner, baseline. He shot off the window and in. Nice move by Gardner as he took the baseline away. 37-35. Hope up by two as we're just starting the second half. Scully's way up on top of the key. Tries to get it to Wallace. Instead, Delazio picks it up. His shot off the window and in. We're tied at 37. Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Stivey underneath Edson. Edson backs in, feeds it to Van Arendonk.
Oh, they're going to get Van Arendonk.
Setting a screen underneath with the forearms out, pushing his way along, and he picks up foul number three.
And that will bring Brock Benson in for the Flying Dutchman.
So the Lions will have the basketball tied up at 37. Lazio over on the right side to Noel. Back out in front. Hernine to Scully up high. Right wing Wallace. Wallace back out in front they go. Goline drives it. Put it up. Half hook shot as he drove the lane on the side. Put that hook off the window. 39-37. The Lions up by two. Gardner to right wing to Benson, who's on top of the key. Back to Stivey on the right side. The ball tipped away by Wallace. Picked up and stolen back by Stivey. Back to Edson. Edson over to Gardner. And I think we're going to get a foul on Edson as he ran over a man. He flipped the ball off to Gardner and ended up out there going through a man. So the Lions with the basketball. On the attack, Noel up on top. Back out to Scully. Scully fakes, gives it to Wallace. Wallace in the paint, puts it up. Off the iron, rebound comes to Gardner. To Stivey, over to Neal at the left wing. And a little pushing underneath, and we could have a whistle on some of that as guys set the screen and they push their way through. Edson on top of the key, over to Gardner. Gardner back to Stivey. He puts up a three that's short. Rebound. Benson kicked and he was pushed out of bounds, says the official. And a foul. And it's going to go against Scully. That's three on him.
So each of the starting big men for each of these teams now have three fouls.
Well, I don't know if that does us more harm than good because Hackett comes in and he's a leading scorer.
Yeah, Hackett's had a good ball game.
Benson over to Stivey. Back to Gardner. Gardner in the paint. Left-hand shot way off the mark. Rebound taken down by Noel. Delizio with the basketball. Guarded by Gardner. Over to right wing. Gets a screen from Hackett. Takes it to the middle. Gardner stays with him. Back to Hackett. Little give and go. Gardner's there on defense. Doing a good job with him. Not letting him get a shot. Ball tipped away. Picked up by Edson. And his pass, knocked out of bounds, is going to stay with Hope College. As a good working hard hustle that time for the Flying Dutchman. And they end up with the basketball. Hope trailing by two, 39-37, 16-50. Underneath Stivey, he puts it up and in. Good pass set up by Edson. We're tied at 39. Delazio inside to Hackett. Hackett works his way around the edge, gives it up to Cornine. Underneath, and a foul we got. Two officials blew whistle. One called a foul, the other called it in the paint.
Lions foul number 21.
Mike Noel. And it's going to go.
It's Mike Noel.
So Gardner will have the basketball. Walks it up for the Flying Dutchman. Inside to Anson. Over to Stivey. Stivey baseline. Underneath has it blocked by Hackett. Picked up DeLazio. Long pass up to Wallace. Can't hold it. It was a good pass. It was above his head. A good offensive end would have pulled that down. Tipped off his fingers and out of bounds. So Hope will get the turnover. We're tied at 39, 16 left. Edson out front to Neal. Back to Gardner at the left wing. Gardner puts up the shot, short. Tipped up, no good. Hackett with a rebound. Cornine with the basketball for the Lions. Goes to the left wing, almost throws it away. DeLazio was lucky to get it. Back to Cornine. Guarded by Grant Neal. Takes him along left side, just beats him to the hole, misses the shot. Edson with a rebound. Bounce pass to Gardner, ball tipped away, Edson picks it back up. Stivey over in the left side to Grant. His shot is blocked by Hackett, but they can't control it. It's out of bounds, and Hope's going to get the basketball. And media timeout?
Yes, it is. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Van app has arrived. The Van mobile app has officially launched in the Google Play Store for Android or the Apple Store for your iPhone or iPad. If you have a mobile device, download it and take it to 92.7 The Van wherever you go through the spring and summer. Also, you can find it through the link on our website, 92.7thevan.com. Nice way of listening to the ball game if you're on the go and you can't find a radio or you can't be near a computer. You have it on your phone and you can listen to it wherever you go, Ron.
Well, that's a good idea out there if you know how to work it.
And that's another thing. The WHTC also has an app on 1450 for the 1450 website. There's a possibility where there's going to be two games going on at the same time tomorrow, and you're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse and you want to listen to the Flying Dutch. You might want to do that, as our broadcast partner Greg Chandler is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, doing those games. There's an app on the 1450 website too, on WHGC.com. So get that, download that app, and use it and listen to your games while you're on the go.
Well, this one's all tied up, 39 apiece, 15:24 left. Low-scoring ball game so far. And the ball's going to belong to the Lions. DeLazio with the basketball all around the right side. Keeps his dribble alive, gives it to Wallace. He drives into the paint, puts it up, shot misses. Benson with a rebound. To Gardner, ahead to Edson. Edson cuts across the middle and a block is going to go. Cornine.
That's going to be his third.
And coming into the ball game is Pulliam. He's a freshman out of Erie, Pennsylvania, 5'11 freshman. Edson will inbound it, gets it to Gardner. No, has it stolen away by Pulliam. He takes it coast to coast, puts it up and in. Well, a little accidental pass there by Edson to Gardner, and it was stolen away for an easy two. Edson gets it into Benson. Back to Gardner. Gardner. Edson on the right side. Drives underneath. Reverse layup off the window and in. We're tied back at 41 with 14:35. Teams exchanging baskets now as back and forth we go. Pulliam on this point. Bounce pass into Hackett over to Wallace. Wallace drives paint. Left-handed shot, no good. Hackett rebounds it, and Benson's going to get another foul.
I think it might be against Caleb.
Yes, it was. Benson just stood there with his hands up in the air, and I didn't see him hit anybody, but He was the closest guy, but Caleb must have reached in from behind. Hackett's not the guy you want to foul as he drains this one.
Yeah, he's perfect from the free throw line, perfect 6 for 6. Now that's Caleb's third foul. Him and Van Aerdijk each with 3 fouls for the Flying Dutchman.
This one's off the back of the iron, and Caleb with a rebound. Had an arm for a while, DeLazio. He was able to rip the ball away. Inside to Benson, over to right side, Edson. Edson, little give and go to Benson. He drives, puts it off the glass, no good. Hackett with a rebound. To Wallace, long pass up the court that gets away. Dobick was the intended receiver, and they wanted to run a little bit on that one and fired the ball down, couldn't control it. Van Aerdijk in, Stivey back in. McMahon comes in for the Flying Dutchman. So and Edson stays in. Gardner with the basketball. Hope trails 42-41. Stivey over to McMahon. McMahon open on top for a moment. Edson back to Gardner. Gardner over to Stivey in the corner underneath Van Aerdijk. He fakes. And
was he fouled?
Could be. Looked like he traveled in the middle.
Yes, it did.
The number 3 or 32. We'll have to wait till they put it up on the board. And the scorer wants to check it out as well.
I'm kind of curious. I didn't really realize that Nate was taking a shot there, but they're saying that he was because Van Aerdijk is at the free throw line.
Son, 3. Delicio, huh?
Yeah, wow. He must have hacked Van Aerdijk underneath.
Free throw is good. We're tied at 42 as Otto comes in.
Blackledge will be checking in for Van Aerdijk as soon as he either makes his free throw or the next stoppage of play.
And this one's good. So Hope takes a 43-42 lead, 13:34 left.
15 now for Van Aerdijk.
And Penn State Baird with the basketball. Outside to Hackett. Hackett goes left wing. Gives it up to Lozinski. Back in front to Lazio. Thought about the shot. Beats Hackett. Back to Lazio. 18 on the shot clock. Works against Gardner. Double teamed on the outside. Fires away from 3. No good. Long rebound to Otto. Ahead to Gardner. Gardner back to Stivey over in the right wing. Otto gives it to Gardner. Gardner underneath. Shot no good. Rebound. Blackledge. Ball knocked out of his hands. And Gardner tried to get a shot away. Couldn't get it up. And we're going to have a foul on 23. Is he going to go against 23 of Hope? Or?
Well, it's 23 of the Lions.
All right. That's 23. Dudzinski.
Yep. That's his first.
Inbounds by Otto to McMahon over to Stivey. Stivey drives, kicks it to McMahon, and we're going to have a charge.
I think it's going to be a charge against Stivey. Yeah. A good call. I thought I saw 23. Who did they call the foul on? I think the official got confused on who to call the foul on.
And he checks over here to the official that's on the sideline.
I think it was supposed to be against 5. Yep. He did. He signaled a foul against Gardner, and it was against Stivey. I don't know how you get those two confused. They're night and day between the two of them.
A little difference. On the attack now are the Lions. Pulliam with a basketball at the right wing. Gives it out to DeLazio. Lazio to the left wing, keeps it himself, drives hard, and fires it up off the window and in. Carlson now into the ball game for Hope. To Stivey. Otto right wing. Otto out front to Carlson. Carlson works back and forth with his dribble. Takes it to Stivey on the left side, and Stivey drives, and there's a foul. This one's going to go against Wes Dobick.
Lions foul number 22, Wes Dobick.
That's the Lions' sixth foul. One more for the Flying Dutch to get into the bonus.
6-4, the way the fouls line up. The Lions have the six. Stivey, having problems, gets it into McMahon. McMahon at the left wing, takes it out to the point. Looks underneath, drives on the right side, has his shot blocked underneath and picked off by the Lions. Here comes Delazio. McMahon picks him up, gives it to Pulliam at the point. Looks to the left wing, feeds the left wing. They have it. Domzinski. 14 on the shot clock. Pulliam with the basketball. Delazio underneath.
They're going to get Blackledge underneath.
Hackett, and Blackledge was behind him and tried to reach. And we're going to have another media timeout. 44-43. Penn State Baron with the lead.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Neither one of these teams has been able to take control of this ball game, Ron. Every time it looks like one of them is going to take control of the ball game, the other team makes a nice little run. And basically for the last like 5 to 6 minutes, the teams have just been trading baskets back and forth.
Well, when hope comes with that second unit out there, they've got some smaller guys. You know, they've got Carlson out there. They've got Otto. They've got McMahon, people like that. None of them are very tall. And the Lions switched their offense where they put some of their subs in. But their subs, Evick is 6'5". Zinski is 6'7". Pulliam is 5'11", so he's in the mix out there. But they get it, and they got Hackett in there at 6'7", so they got 6'7", 6'7", 6'5". So they have a definite height advantage when we go second units against second units.
I'm real curious to see how long they'll keep Van Arendonk on the bench until they bring him back out on a normal basis right now. Because right now he is been the deciding factor, I think, for the Flying Dutchman, and he may play a pivotal role down in the main stretch of this ball game.
If they can keep close out there, he won't come back with Van Arendonk very quick. He'll wait until the ball game gets further along the line before they risk getting more fouls on him. So the Lions will have the basketball underneath their own basket. They get it into Hackett. Back out in front to Pulliam. Pulliam along the right side puts up the jumper. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go to Hope College.
The fans wanted a foul there, but
Blackledge was up there, but he had the ball knocked away from behind, and Hope got it. Carlson with the basketball. Takes it to the left wing, gives it to Otto. He comes around the right side, pulls up, puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound to Hackett underneath. So the Lions will have it back. 44-43, Lions up by one. 11 minutes to go in this contest. To Wallace, back out in front of Delazio. Yes! Lions with the lead. Stivey for three. It's short. Hits the front of the iron. Quick rebound to Pulliam. Takes it down. Puts a shot up with the right hand. With the outstretched hand of Stivey. Banked it off the window. Drops it in. And Stivey gets the ball. So Hackett comes out. Skelly comes back in. And here comes Grant Neal and Caleb Byers, Van Arendonk, Edson Gardner back in for the Flying Dutchman.
So it's going to be the starters plus Caleb Byers checking into the ballgame for the Flying Dutchman.
So the Lions pull ahead out here, 49-43. In and out with a free throw, no good. Van Arendonk with the rebound. So is this the biggest lead now?
No, their biggest lead was with 2:06 left in the first half when they took the 7-point lead.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Delazio. It's going to stay with Hope. Edson will inbound it over in front of the Flying Dutchman bench. Gets it into Gardner. Over to Byers. Byers cross court and threw it away. Edson was breaking around the corner, and Byers just uncorked that one over in the Hope College bench.
17 Hope College turnovers now, Ron.
So the Lions with the basketball. Wallace works the outside. Keeps his dribble alive. Gets a screen on the outside. Puts up the jump shot. Yes! So Wallace getting hot now for the Lions. 51-43. Grant Neal with the basketball over on the right side to Edson. Edson alley-oops it underneath. Give an errand dunk. Back to Edson. Little give and go, and the ball gets through Van Arendock's hand. He bites the dust. No foul. But it's a turnover for the Flying Dutchman, and again the Lions end up with the basketball. Turnovers hurting Hope in this ball game. Bellazio to Wallace. Back to Bellazio for three. Short rebound comes to Grant Neal. Ahead to Gardner. Gardner takes it to the top of the key, pulls it up, looks cross court, gets it to Byers, Neal at the left wing, underneath Edson. Edson will give and go to Neal, his shot misses. Byers on the rebound, up and in. 51-45. Lions with the lead, 9 minutes to go. Bellazio to the right side. Beats to Scully in the middle. On the weave now as they have the weave going. Out front to DeLazio. DeLazio guarded by Edson. DeLazio drives it. Left hook shot again underneath. Rebound loose on the court. Scramble for. Picked out and traveling for the ball. One official called traveling. The other one that gave Hope the basketball. But we're going to go with the one that called the traveling. So the ball's going to go to the Lions. And Benson will come in from Van Arendonk. Inbound pass. Lazio caught in the corner, and the Gardner going to get the foul?
It looks that way.
Gardner and Edson were both there, and it's going to go against Gardner.
That's Gardner's second.
So the ball's in the Penn State Barrett. It's in their court right now as they have taken a 51-45 lead with DeLazio at the line. He drops it in. 8:38. Clock ticking down.
The Lions are now in the bonus, so they'll be shooting one and ones.
Hackett getting ready to come back in. Second one rolls off the side, and Byers with the rebound. Gardner with the basketball over to Byers. Byers hands it off to Edson. On the right side to Gardner, underneath Byers. Hands it, shot by Benson. Gardner takes it away, puts it up and in. Wallace had it, and Gardner just reached over, grabbed the ball out of his hand, put it up and in, and was fouled. Hackett comes in along with Corneen.
I think Gardner aggravated his foot on that one, and he'll be checking out of the ball game if he makes this free throw. As Chad Carlson has checked in to the scorer's table.
Gardner drops it in. And Carlson will come in for Gardner. 52-48. Dutchman down by four. 8:20 left. Pulliam with a basketball. Gives it to Hackett, who's up high. And both their big men in now, Scully and Hackett. And Caleb Byers takes it away. Over to Edson. Edson, underhand scoop, no good. Tip, no good.
And a foul. They fouled Edson as he was driving to the basket. And he'll go to the free throw line.
So Edson will get a chance to put a couple on the board. First one is good.
Gardner's on the very end of the bench getting checked out by the medical personnel. He looks to be okay, though.
Second one by Edson Swish. 52-50. As the Flying Dutchman cut the lead to two. 8 minutes left. And Pulliam heads over toward the bench with the basketball. Gets instructions. Goes on the right side. Back and forth they go. Wallace out front to Pulliam. Right wing in the middle. Scully underneath Hackett. His shot no good. Benson with a nice rebound. Carlson leaves it for Edson. Edson underneath to Benson. Back to Edson. Gets a screen from Benson. Little give and go. Benson underneath. And he is fouled by Wallace. Benson working well with that give and go with Edson. And he's being very aggressive underneath the boards for the Flying Dutchman at the moment.
Well, another interesting thing is the Lions just took their largest lead of the ball game. They went on a, they took an 8-point lead. As soon as that happened, just like in the first half when they took their largest lead of their ball game, the Flying Dutchman go on a run. They have gone on a, now they're on a 6-0 run right now with a chance to cut that lead all the way down to nothing, Ron. So every time the Flying Dutchman looks like they might be in a little bit of trouble, they make a nice little run to get back into the ball game.
Well, you're never quite sure out there, as they say. These teams are pretty well matched out there, and you've got to take your shots, and every once in a while somebody steps up, and right now I think it's Benson who is really doing a job rebounding and fighting for the basketball underneath.
He looks very aggressive right now, and he's playing one solid ball game coming off the bench. He may not be picking up a lot of points, but he has 4 rebounds right now, and they're key rebounds, and he's just playing good defensive basketball, and that kind of stuff sometimes doesn't show up in the box scores. You know, when you're aggressive and you're playing good defense, you might not grab a rebound, but you might force a bad shot, and you might be setting picks and other stuff that goes along with the game.
Well, a lot of times that's 7:27 on the clock, Hope trailing by 2.
As Brock Benson will be going to the free throw line after this media timeout. We have 1 media timeout remaining after that, and that will be around the 4-minute mark.
So Benson will step to the line. For Hope, it's Caleb Byers, Benson, Edson, Carlson, and Grant Neal. Both the big men in for the Lions. Scully and Hackett. It's no good. Benson will have a chance to put his one closer. This one's good. 52-51. Hope trails by 1. Little pressure by Carlson. Delizio with the basketball. Cut off by Caleb Byers over to Hackett. Wallace, cross court pass. Out in front they go. Jump shot put up. Delizio, no good. Tipped out by Hackett and Edson. And Edson runs over Wallace, and Wallace gets a blocking foul.
I believe that's going to be Wallace's 4th foul.
It
yes,
is.
It is.
He gets ready to head for the bench. And
and Edson's going to go to the line, giving it, he has a chance of giving the Flying Dutchman a lead right here.
Dudzinski will come in. He's 6'7". And Edson ties it at 52.
Officially now an 8-0 run by the Flying Dutchman. Edson has a chance to make this a 9-0 run.
Swish. 53-52. Hope goes up by 1. 7 minutes left. Delizio with a basketball. Starts on the right side. Picks it up. Out to Hackett. Up on top. Leaves it. Little jumper. No good. Rebound. Benson. Ahead. Edson. Ed thought about the 3. Takes it underneath. Goes cross court. We're going to have a foul. And
it's going to go
Edson,
against Edson?
I don't know. It could be a charge or a block. And the officials.
I think it's going to be a block.
Looked like Edson twisted his ankle a little bit underneath there, and he came out showing signs of pain, but quickly steps to the line.
That is going to be the fourth foul against Shane Skelly.
Gets off the front of the iron. Noel comes back in for Skelly. Edson with a second attempt. That one's good. 54-52, Hope up by two. 6:43 on the clock. Delizio with the basketball over on the right side. Gets it to Noel. On the weave they go. Ludzinski back out to Delizio. Leaves it for Corrine. The ball knocked out of bounds by Byers. It'll stay with the Lions directly in front of their bench. Out on top, Delizio. Hope going in a little zone. Looks like they might. Hackett back on the left wing. Ludzinski into the corner. Delizio. No, Corey. And he goes, fakes up in the air. Shot taken that's no good by Noel. Knocked out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Hope. Hope picking up the defensive end. Right now, forcing some turnovers as Lanarendock comes in. And Benson gets a nice hand from this crowd. Carlson with the basketball. We haven't seen Gardner since he twisted an ankle a few moments ago. Over to Neal. Back to Edson. Edson, long cross-court pass to Carlson. They leave it for Neal. Byers on the outside to Edson. Edson straight away is short with the three. Hackett with a rebound. Out to Delizio. He takes it coast to coast. Puts it up and in. He went right down the lane out there. Put a nice underhand shot. We're tied at 54. 5:33. Carlson back out to Byers. Caleb leaves it for Edson. Right side. Carlson into the paint. Over to Neal. Left wing, back to Byers, to Edson on the right wing. Edson can't get the three inside the Vanarendock, who fed underneath. Neal.
Nice.
Neal tipped it to Byers, he puts it in. Good ball handling underneath that time by the Flying Dutchman. 56-54, Hope up by two. Lizio on the left side, Ludzinski. They're just kind of doing a lot of standing around now. Long three-pointer by Colley. No good. Rebound.
Oh, Carlson. Caleb.
Caleb Byers.
Oh.
And that's going to be an intentional foul.
Yep.
As he just ran over Cornine. And that's going to hurt the Flying Dutchman.
Not a good foul to take. Caleb got pushed down, and he retaliated by pushing a Lions player down and gets called for an intentional foul.
And they're discussing a little bit as to what's going to happen with it. That's four on Caleb. And it's going to be Cornine who will get the free throws. They're going to get the two free throws and the ball out of bounds. Hope up by two. Could be a four-point turnaround. It's 1 point in that direction. And we'll wait. Cornine with the second one. It swirls around and drops in. So we're tied at 56. And the Lions are going to get it right directly in front of the scorer's table. Cornine will inbound it. Gets it to Delizio. Open a little bit of a zone. Over on the right wing. Cornine back to Delizio. Left side. They work it in the middle. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Grant Neal. To Carlson at the point. We're tied at 56. 4:26 left. Byers on the outside. Edson. Right side to Neal. Neal looks across, gives it back to Edson at the right wing. Underneath, Byers back out in front. Edson thought about it, changed his mind, gives it to Byers. underneath Van Arendonk. Little give to the corner. Edson for three. In and out. Rebound taken down. And that was a good rebound by Noel. Tied at 56. 3:56 to go. Palacio out on the point. Into the right corner for three. No good. Way with a basket by Brzezinski. Right into Caleb Byers' hand. Hope on the attack. Grant Neal at the point. Looks around. Nobody to give it to. Just keeps his dribble. Starts his drive to right corner. Back to Edson at the point. Over to Caleb. Out front, Carlson. Gives it up to Grant. Alley-oops it underneath of an Arendonk, who's about 6 feet away. Forces his way underneath. Gets a hook shot. In and out of the basket. Rolls around. Grant Neal comes away with a rebound. And we're going to have a timeout called by the Flying Dutchman. 3:12 left. We're tied. 56 apiece. It'll be Hope College basketball with a new shot clock.
I'm kind of curious to see where here. I'm checking to see if there, it looked like the officials said they were going to extend this timeout as part of the media timeout, the final media timeout of the ball game. And it looks like that's what they're going to do. They're going to make this an extra long.
Are they going to charge it to Hope as well?
I'm not sure if that's going to be the case. I think they might. They're combining the 30-second timeout by the Flying Dutchman and they're combining it into the media timeout. So it's going to be both timeouts. So it's going to be basically what it's going to end up to be is a two-minute timeout. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, you couldn't have asked for a better ball game this evening, Ron. A 56-56 ball game with 3:12 left. Two evenly matched teams, both playing hard, and both teams realizing you got to win or you're going to go home. And both teams playing that way right now.
Well, I'll tell you if it was a great ball game or not, but a score at the end of it. So Hope will have the basketball at side court. Edson gets it into Gardner. Moves back into the ball game. McMahon is also in for the Flying Dutchman. So it's Stivey, Van Arendonk, McMahon, and Edson, Gardner. Edson at the right wing. Back to Gardner. Out to Edson. Inside to Van Arendonk. And I think the foul, he put it in, but it's not going to count.
I don't know who he was trying to fool on that.
I think it's on Hackett. No, I think he just called a media timeout.
Timeout on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of interesting. And the scorebook, they said that the last timeout was part of the media timeout, so now we have another media timeout. So this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Nate put the ball into the basket on that last one, and well after he got fouled, and he was
smiling out there.
He was trying to get the referees to say that there was continuation on that. There's no way. Van Arendonk will go to the free throw line, though, as that was the 10th foul against the Lions. Van Arendonk doing a solid job from the free throw line this evening, so 15 points right now and 5 rebounds for Big Nate, and who's done a reasonably good job of keeping himself out of foul trouble here in the second half.
Well, zone defense by the Flying Dutchman out here have kind of stymied the scoring out here of the Lions, and Hope not doing much better at the far end, but they're not getting points. They're just trading baskets. So this one could go down to the wire. We may get a little overtime today.
Wow, that'd be something that isn't new to us. We had an overtime game two ball games ago as the Flying Dutchman took on Trine in the semifinals of the MIAA tournament, and that was one tough ball game for both teams. Back and forth they went. And Nate Van Arendonk in that ball game hit two very key free throws to send that game into overtime. So Nate doing a very, very good job at the free throw line over the last few months.
He's got 15 tonight. This one is good. Carlson getting ready to come back in for Gardner.
I'm wondering if it's cramps again, Ron, because I see him drinking Gatorade, and I'm wondering if that's trying to get him hydrated.
Second one, good. 58-56, Hope up by two, 2:54 left.
Perfect 7-for-7 from the line for Big Nate tonight.
Lions with the basketball. DeLazio over to Wallace. Back to DeLazio for three. It's short. Out of bounds it goes. And it's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman.
Nice by Sivey there to block off a Lion defender who was going to try to get to that ball as it was going out of bounds.
So Carlson will walk it up for the Flying Dutchman. 58-56, 2:33 left. Open the lead. Over to Stivey at the left side. Takes it in the baseline. Brings it back out. Gives it to Edson. To Stivey. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Edson at the left wing. Out front to Carlson. On the right side, Stivey for three.
Oh.
In and out. Wallace with the rebound. He'll slow it down. And the Lions will look. Hope a little disorganized defensively. Now they figure out their zone as to where they belong in it. DeLazio goes to the right side, back at the point. To Wallace. Cornine, baseline, Hackett. Cornine at the point, underneath Wallace. Kicks it in the corner out there. DeLazio fires it on the outside. They go baseline, Scully. His shot good for two. 58-58, 1:37. Hope with the basketball. Things all tied out. And a timeout taken by Coach Neal. He wants to get Gardner back into the ball game. 1:33 left on that clock. With 58-58 staring at us from across the way.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, that's what the NCAA tournament's all about, Ron. You're not going to get any cupcakes in the tournament. They're all tough teams, and they're all fighting for that national championship. They all want to go to Salem, and this is no different than any other game right now.
Well, the winner of this one's going to take on Wheaton. Wheaton was victorious in the earlier ball game as they beat Rose Hillman out there as they put that one away. I thought they were going to make it easy for a while because they had a 20-point lead, but then they came back out there and made it, what, about 8 points?
Yeah, they cut the lead down to 8 points, but they were able and never got under 8 points. And Wheaton, a very, very solid ball club. We saw them earlier this year. They're going to be very tough for either one of these teams to play. But that's just kind of the way the NCAA tournament goes. Every time you advance into the next round, you play a tougher team. And you got to be the better team as you go all the way along. The Flying Dutch will look at the timeout situation for both these teams because this does play a role here in the last minute 33 in a close ball game. Right now, Hope has two timeouts remaining, and as does Penn State Baird, as they both have two timeouts left.
Edson will end the basketball to Gardner. 26 on the shot clock, so plenty of time. Over to Stivey, left side. Cross court to Edson, underneath Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk works underneath, kicks it back out. Stivey thought about the three, had the open shot, but decided against it. McMahon at the right wing. Out front to Gardner, seven on the shot clock. Gardner drives back out to Edson. Edson has his shot knocked out of his hands at the buzzer. Shot clock goes off. And so Hope's not going to get a good shot off. Edson kind of threw it at the hoop, but nowhere's near the basket. Stivey had the best shot of that, but decided he wanted to give it up. We're tied at 58, under a minute. DeLazio with the basketball. Last shot time for the Lions as they're going to take it down as much as possible. They're going to get down to about 20. They're going to have to take a shot. Wallace at the point, goes to DeLazio, right side. DeLazio drives down the paint, fires away. In and out of the basket. Rebound comes to Scully. Back out DeLazio. His shot misses. And Edson comes away with a rebound with 26 seconds left. We're tied at 58. Edson will take it across the timeline. Is Coach going to call a timeout? Yes.
He waited quite a while to take that timeout. I wasn't sure if he was going to do it.
Well, he wanted to get it down where he could set up the play and they could run it out there without having to take time off the clock first and then run the play.
I'm really surprised that Coach Nyland, when they grabbed that offensive rebound, did not call for a timeout, because it almost looked like they hurried a shot. There was 35 seconds left on the game clock when they took that last shot. They could have ran it down and took the last shot themselves.
Yeah, it seemed like they got the ball and it was a panic time, and they quick put it back up again. They didn't know how much time was actually on the clock or something.
And it was kind of an odd situation, but the Flying Dutchman get the defensive rebound and slowly went the ball off the court. I was watching the bench the entire time. I figured Coach Neal would call it. They let a couple more seconds run off the clock. And granted, it's going to be 19 and a half seconds left. They're going to be able to get themselves the last shot. We'll have to see what they decide to set up here right now, Ron.
Well, I think everybody's going to look for him to go to the inside to the big man. So if I'm going to defend it, I'm going to defend that. So I'm looking for one of these outside guys, McMahon or Edson, Gardner, Stivey. Any one of them could hit a three-pointer.
Oh, yeah, you cannot leave any of those guys open. So this should be a very interesting play right here, Ron.
Inbound pass to Gardner. 16, 15. Gardner
13,
hanging back. Yep.
12.
Gardner 10, just waiting
10
out
seconds.
There.
8, 7.
Starts his move. Stivey,
six,
left wing.
Four,
he's underneath,
three,
has the ball stolen by Wallace.
Two,
three on
one.
Two break. Fires at the last minute.
It wouldn't
no
have counted.
Good. No good, and we're OT, 58-58. So 5 minutes will go up on that clock, and we'll play some more basketball.
Well, everybody gets a little bit of free basketball this evening. As the Flying Dutchman and the Lions of St. Barron are tied at 56 going into overtime, Ron. Oh, 58, excuse me. Well, I'm looking at the live stats on here, and they have not updated since the 312 mark. So, and we still don't have any live stats going yet. So that'll be interesting going into overtime. We'll just kind of keep the stats on the board as it's going right now. But a solid ball game by both these teams. And the tough thing about going into the tournament, you're playing back-to-back nights. An overtime game is going to take a lot out of you. So Wheaton's probably sitting back and enjoying this right now.
Well, you need it. You can't get to that next ball game without a win here.
Right.
So both these ball clubs need it. And Wheaton, as you say, kind of just maybe they're out for pizza right now, because I don't know. Well, they might be sitting down at this end.
Yeah, I have not. I've taken a look around. I saw the other team leave earlier at right around halftime, but... Yeah, I have no sign of Wheaton. The Wheaton ball players are sitting on the end there watching this ball game. Well, the end of that last shot that was taken would not have counted. The official was waving it off. The ball did not leave his hand before the buzzer went off, so it would not have counted. So Flying Dutchman aren't able to get a last shot, but either is Penn State Bannera on that one, Ron. So we'll have another tip-off, so all even at the half, all even at the beginning, and all even at the final buzzer. So we got some overtime basketball.
Now we'll have Hackett jumping center against Van Arendonk. Ball up in the air, tipped by Big Nate into Gardner's hand. Now against Trine, we were able to get that first basket and take the lead and work from there. So a big bucket here would be important. Underneath of Van Arendonk. He's double-teamed, back to Stivey. Stivey drives, kicks it to Gardner. Gardner into the corner to Grant Neal. He fires, no good. Rebound comes to D'Annunzio. So the Lions will have the basketball. And hopes back to a man-to-man defense. D'Annunzio with the basketball. He's got 19 for the Lions. Up high to Scully, back out in front to D'Annunzio. Gardner got a hand in, but couldn't knock the ball away. He flips it to Scully. Stivey on him. Turns the left side, puts up the hook, and puts it in. Fake to his left, and Stivey got one in the nose.
Oh, he got a nasty elbow. He was checking to make sure he wasn't bleeding.
60-58, Lions lead by two. Gardner to Edson at the top of the key. Adson looks on the inside. Stivey, left wing. Keeps the basketball himself. Gives it up to Grant Neal. Over to Adson. Adson back out to Gardner. Inside to Vanarendonk. Vanarendonk has it knocked out of his hands by Corneen. So another turnover by the Flying Dutchman. On the outside, DeLazio leading by two now, 60-58. Underneath they go to Scully. Scully backs in, turns, shoots up off the window and in. And it's time he got beat up again. 62-58. Penn State, Barrett with the lead. Knocked the basketball out of bounds, and Stivey's going to come out, and Byers will come in.
He's going to get himself checked out by the trainer.
McMahon will come in, also for Grant Neal. Edson will inbound it, 28 on the shot clock to Gardner. Vanarendonk was way up high, back to Edson. Edson's right wing, drives into the paint, puts up the jumper. Back of the iron, no good, but Gardner gets a rebound. Turns around to the left side to McMahon, can't get a shot, baseline. Tried to flip it to Vanarendonk, knocked loose, but picked up by Gardner. McMahon in the corner, it's way short with a shot. Rebound underneath Scully for the Lions. 2:40 left in OT. Hope trailing, 62-58. Looks like the Lions are going to take some time now. Hope is in his own defense. Wallace on the right wing, drives inside, loses the basketball, and timeout is called. Wallace was able to get his hands on it, and the official said he had possession. And the coach called the timeout on the side, so the basketball is going to remain with the Lions.
The fans were groaning because they wanted a travel there, as it kind of looked like the ball was in and out of his hands and he was sliding across the floor, but it was a good call by the officials. And a heads-up play by the Lions, because they got the timeout and they do not lose possession of the ball with a four-point lead.
Well, time for the Flying Dutchman to make a comeback here, 62-58. 2:24 left, so plenty of time on the clock. Down by four.
They need a defensive stop right here. Down by 4 points, you can ill afford to go down by any more with this, with only 2:24 left in this ball game.
So they use their setup play underneath. And they have to go way up on top and start their offense. Lazio over to Wallace. Wallace to the point. Fires in the corner, knocked out of bounds by Caleb.
And knocked that one about five rows deep.
Some lady caught it up there at the top row of the bleacher section. Now, they get it into DeLazio. DeLazio into the corner to Wallace. Wallace gets a shot away. No good as the buzzer goes off. And Edson gets a rebound. So Gardner up high to Byers. Over to Edson. Edson back to Gardner on the outside. Gardner looks around. Vanarendonk fighting his way with Hackett underneath. As Edson goes baseline across court to Gardner. He drives in, flips it to Vanarendonk, but the ball's knocked away and a foul. And I think it's going to go against Gardner.
It is.
Wanted to flip that ball to Vanarendonk, but he didn't catch it. And he tried to, came back to the Lions, and Gardner tried to reach in and grab it. So at the line is Corneen. This one is good. 5-point lead. 1:44 left. Hope trailing by five. Corneen will have the second one. Got it. So a couple big threes needed by the Flying Dutchman now with 1:44 left. Gardner lets it roll in. Gives it to Edson in the wing.
Vanarendonk gets called for an illegal screen. That's going to be his fourth.
I watched the ball. I don't see him underneath there. And every time I look away, he ends up getting the foul called against him, I think. So it's going to give the basketball back to Penn State Bernard. Delazio across the timeline. Cornyn, he just tucks the ball under his arm. Drives down the middle, kicks it in the corner, back to him again. Dribbles cross court, taking as much time off the clock as possible. Is dribbling at the point. Lazio to hack it underneath. Wallace into the paint. Works down low. Into the corner, Delazio, his shot no good. But it goes so far, gets to Scully. Throws it right into the hands of Edson. 3-on-2, Edson all the way. Puts up the shot, misses it, then a foul. And it's going against number 3. No, 30, Skelly.
And Edson. Shane Skelly has just fouled out of the ball game. Edson will go to the line.
Noel will come back in replacing him. So they go from 6'9 to 6'6. And Coach Neal coming in with some defense now a little bit. As Grant Neal and Carlson into the ball game. Edson will be shooting 2. 1:03 left. This one is good. Got to have them all now. Second one by Alex. Good. So hope to put on some pressure. Inbound pass. And the Lions are ready for it. And reaching around is Carlson. And they're going to put Wallace at the line. Now Gardner will come back in along with McMahon. They didn't want Gardner to get the foul in that situation. As Wallace steps to the line, we'll see what he can do. And he tallies one up for his side. 65-60. We're under a minute. Wallace with the second of the two. This one off the front of the iron. Byers with a rebound. Val picked up 1 point in that exchange. Gardner now with the basketball. To the right side. Spins around. Finds McMahon on the outside. Got a three! McMahon with a big triple. Draws it to within 2. 47.5 on the clock. The Flying Dutchman are still in this one.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. 65-63 with 47.5 seconds left, Ron. Back and forth they go. And the Flying Dutchman, every time they've been down in this game by a few baskets, they've been able to put together a run. And why not do it in overtime just as well as you've done it throughout the game?
Well, you need a stop right here. They need a stop, get the basketball back and score. Whether it's a deuce or whether it's a tray, if it's a deuce, you go another overtime. But 47 seconds can be a long time.
That was only the fourth three-pointer of the ball game for the Flying Dutchman, but a key three-pointer nonetheless, as Corey McMahon buries his fifth point of the ball game with that huge three-pointer on.
And we got full court pressure now by the Flying Dutchman. They get it into Wallace, and a foul again by Carlson. And Wallace will go back to the line. He made 1 out of 2 last time they put him there.
Coach Neal deciding to go away from.
We've got some stats on him. Let's find out what he's doing. What he's done at the free throw line.
Well, he is 1 for 2 from the line for tonight.
This one is good. McMahon, Gardner back in for Hope. Also number 44 for McMahon. Second one drops in.
He's a 66% free throw shooter on the season.
Well, Hope down by 4. Big one there. Right side, Edson. Edson fires away. Off the way. Oh. No good. Rebound comes to the Lions. And we're going to have a blocking foul on Byers, and that could be five on him.
And that will be it for Caleb Byers for this evening as he fouls out.
Yeah, if they make both of these, it's going to be real, real tough for the Flying Dutchman as Cody Stivey comes back in.
Byers fouls out with 6 points and seven rebounds on the evening.
Pope down four, 34 seconds left at the line. Will be Courtney.
He's perfect from the free throw line this evening.
Yeah, now he stays perfect.
Yep, 5 for 5. 10 points now for Corneen.
Second one, he's got that one. 69-63, 6 point lead. Two big trades, Flying Dutchman need. McMahon for three,
oh,
got it!
Wow.
So McMahon with a couple of big triples keeps Hope in the ball game. 29 seconds left. Hope trailing by three, 69-66. As Corey McMahon stepping up big.
Draining a couple big threes, and that one was not, that one was from a few feet beyond the three-point line. So Corey McMahon feeling it a little bit here in overtime, Ron.
Well, somebody has to step up, and Corey's taking it upon himself to step up because Hope needs those threes right now.
Well, the interesting thing now is the Lions are a good free throw shooting team. Great, this evening they're shooting 76% from the line, so you have to find somebody to foul that's going to miss at least one of those free throws because you got to get the game under 4 points. And right now with 3 points. With a three-point lead, you can let them make one, but you're not going to be able to play that game for very much longer. You're running out of time.
So Hope's got their pressure defense set up.
Well, the Flying Dutchman would much rather get a steal right here than have to foul, though.
Palacio, and again, it's Carlson who fouled. He's taken three fouls for the team. And DeLazio will be going to the line. He's the leading scorer, I think, for them.
Yeah, and he's the second best free throw shooter on the team. He's shooting 81% from the line on the season.
He's got 19 points in the game so far. This one rolls around, drops off.
He's had his issues from the free throw line, though, this evening, Ron. He was only 1 for 3 from the line before that, so now he's only shooting 25% from the line, and that's uncharacteristic for him, who's an 80% free throw shooter on the season.
This is a must for him right here. We'll see what he does. No good. Rebound, Stivey. Hope trails by three with a basketball. 22 seconds on the clock. Gardner hands it off to McMahon. They'd like to put it in his hands right now. Back to Gardner, over to Edson. And they're guarding the perimeter. McMahon puts up a layup and misses it. They had a gimme layup out there, and McMahon drove the baseline. And with about 6 seconds, put up a layup and missed it.
And this one might have sealed the fate for the Flying Dutchman.
5.6 left on the clock. They couldn't get the tray that they needed out there, so they went for two. And then they were going to foul quickly again, but didn't work out that way. Knoll at the line. Drops the first one in. That pretty much seals it.
4 point ball game now with 5.6 seconds left.
And the second one off the front of the iron. No good. Edson with the rebound. Takes it down, fires a long three, no good. And Hope College season will end as they fall in this one by a score of 70-66. And Penn State Barrett will move on to take on Wheaton tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here as the Flying Dutchman shake hands. Good ball game to watch, not so good with the outcome. As in overtime, Hope loses 70-66.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first let's send it back to the studio for this 2-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, where the Flying Dutchman season has come to an end at the hands of Penn State Barron, 70-66 in the first round of the NCAA Division III tournament. The Flying Dutchman fall to the Lions of St. Barron, 70-66, in a overtime contest that went back and forth between the two teams. And in the end, the Lions were able to hold off the Flying Dutchman and advance into the second round of the NCAA tournament. They will play Wheaton here at the DeVos Fieldhouse tomorrow evening at 7:30.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? Okay, 7 o'clock. And the Flying Dutchman season ends, and their record at the final record ends up being a 20-8 record for the Flying Dutchman as they are bounced in the first round of the national tournament. The team statistics first for the visiting Penn State Barron Lions. They shot 43.9% from the field, making 25 of 57 baskets. They only shot 23% from three-point land, going 3 of 13. They shot 68% from the free throw line, going 17 of 25 from the free throw line. They had 30 rebounds, 7 offensive, 23 defensive. They turned over the ball 14 times. Team statistics for the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 39.6% from the field, going 21 of 53. They shot 26.3% from three-point land, going 5 of 19. Did a good job shooting free throws tonight, a really good job, 19 of 23 for 82.6%. They had a commanding rebounding edge, too, with 43 rebounds compared to the Lions' 30. So, and they had 11 rebounds, or 11 offensive, excuse me, and 32 defensive. Key statistic in the ball game, they turned over the ball 24 times, 24 turnovers for the Flying Dutchman. Individual statistics for the Lions of St. Barron, they were led in scoring by their leading scorer, Nick DeLisio, who had 19 points, one rebound, and two assists. They also had 12 points and 7 rebounds from Zane Hackett, who came off the bench. Casey Cornine also had 11 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Keith Wallace had 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Mike Knoll had 9 points and 6 rebounds. Shane Skelly had 8 points and 4 rebounds. Malquin Pulliam had 4 points and 2 rebounds. And that finished out the scoring for the Lions of Penn State Barron. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they were led in scoring by senior Nate Van Arendock, who had 17 points and 5 rebounds. Alex Edson chipped in with 12 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. And freshman Cody Steide had 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Grant Neal had 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Ben Gardner had 9 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. Caleb Byers had 6 points and 7 rebounds before he fouled out in the tail end of this ball game. Brock Benson had 2 points and 5 rebounds. And Corey McMahon had 8 points coming off the bench for the Flying Dutchman, who ended up with 16 points coming off the bench. That was a lot better than the very limited amount they had in the first half. But they, matter of fact, the bench scoring, I believe, was dead even at the end of that ball game because the Flying Dutchman had 16 points coming off the bench, and as did Penn State Barron. So both teams very evenly matched up ball game, and in the end, Penn State Barron were able to pull it out with a 70-66 victory. What do you anything that you've noticed with the statistics, Ron, in this ball game?
No, from the stat sheet out there, the only thing you can look at possibly is the turnovers, like you mentioned, by the Flying Dutchman with 24 turnovers compared to 14 for Penn State Barron. And, you know, that's not a good key out there. 10 assists and 24 turnovers. They usually like your assists well above the turnover ratio out there for those stats. And on the other end, it was 8-14. So they turned the ball over 14 times, but we turned it over 24 times.
Tough loss for the Flying Dutchman as their season comes to an end here at the DeVos Fieldhouse this evening. On a good note, the Flying Dutch, Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch, were able to advance this evening in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as they were able to knock off Wisconsin Lutheran to advance into the second round of their field. They were able to do that with a 60-54 victory over Wisconsin Lutheran, and that was the second time they were able to knock off Wisconsin Lutheran this year. They had to do that in overtime earlier this year when they had to go to Wisconsin for a tournament. The other game in that bracket was St. Norbert's versus Carthage. Carthage ended up winning that ball game minutes ago. So the Flying Dutchman will play Carthage on their home court tomorrow evening. That game, we're not completely sure on which station that's going to be on. That might be on 92.7 The Van, or it could be on 1450 WHDC. Check both stations' websites. They will give you the rundown of which station will be carrying that ball game. I believe it's going to be a 7 o'clock tip-off for that ball game, but that might be an 8 o'clock tip-off here in Holland because of the time change in Wisconsin. I'm looking at my broadcast partner, and he's just looking at me. He's like, I have no idea, Adam. You just go with it. We'll call it good.
I thought you were talking out there, leading into the fact that we do change the clock on Sunday. This weekend out there, there's an hour change in the clock as well. So everything's going to be goofed up with that clock.
Boy, Greg Chandler's going to have a whale of a time when he comes back from Wisconsin because he's going to be all messed up with the time change. He's not going to know what time it is because with the time change and then everything going around like that, that's going to be an interesting deal. So we congratulate Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch as they will take on Carthage tomorrow evening in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in a big ball game for them as they will try to advance to the Sweet 16 next weekend. And we are about to be joined by assistant coach Tom Davilar. A tough loss, coach. Fought all the way down to the very end.
You know, it's disappointing. You know, we had a sweet season, but it has a very sour ending. Tonight, really in the last couple weeks of the season, we just have not played our best basketball. Of course, I always give credit to the other team. I thought Penn State Barand came and stuck with their game plan all the way through. We never could shake them. I think at times we did some good things, but 24 turnovers. I mean, we averaged 12 a game. And, you know, give some credit to their defense. They had some quick hands and caused us some problems with some steals. But our inability to hold on to the basketball and to finish around the basket, you know, in the second half we couldn't make shots. It was a frustrating evening, especially on the offensive end. And, you know, we did some things well defensively, but they made more plays than we did, including obviously in the overtime.
Well, a couple good aspects of the ball game. Did a very nice job at the free throw line, hitting the free throws when you needed to. There was a couple of nice performances. Nate Van Arendock, Cody Stivey, solid performances. Corey McMahon nailed a couple three-pointers in overtime to try to get the things along, but just were not able to do it.
No, we came up short. And, you know, in tournaments, you get it's one and done. And I'm not sure we deserve to lose, but I'm not sure we deserve to win either. I mean, it was that kind of ball game. Obviously, it comes down to overtime. There were some crucial plays down the stretch at the end of the second half and some crucial plays in the overtime that we just didn't make, especially on the offensive end. And, you know, we had a nice finish the first half to get the game tied going into halftime, had some momentum, but, again, couldn't shake them. And that's to their credit. Nick DeLioso, I thought, coming into the game, watching him on film, was a really good point guard, and he gave us everything we wanted. And, you know, they didn't shoot it particularly well either, but they did when it counted down the stretch and made some of their own free throws and so forth. So congratulations to them. They've been in the tournament a lot. They haven't had a whole lot of success. They got a big hill to climb against Wheaton tomorrow, but they should be proud of themselves for their win, and we're very, very disappointed and, I think, humbled in the way our season ended.
At one point during that second half, you guys went to a zone defense to try to shake things up. You were able to make a nice run out of that. Was that something that was designed to change the momentum?
We had some trouble stopping them off the dribble, and you know, we just wanted to protect some guys, and you know, it worked. I think it did give us a little momentum shift. But problem was when we got the stops on defense, we couldn't go down to the other end and convert offensively, you know, way too many times. And, you know, it's a frustrating night for us all the way. I mean, 24 turnovers is just, that is just something I would not have expected us to have problems with coming into this game. And they were evenly distributed among a lot of players. So it wasn't just one or two guys. So it's disappointing for our staff, our team, our fans, I know for sure. And then especially, of course, for Grant and Nate, Caleb Byers, and Corey Campbell, who's given so much to this this team this year. So for them, I'm especially disappointed. But often in sport, you get what you deserve. And I'm not sure we got much, you know, deserved a whole lot much better. We had chances. Opportunities were there, knocking on the door, and we couldn't close it and finish. So very disappointed. Very disappointed, very proud of our guys in the season. It was a great season. We came a long, long way during the season. Worked hard in the preseason and in the non-league season games against a tough schedule. Ran through the MIAA in pretty good shape. And honestly, didn't play very well in the MIAA tournament or this game tonight. So, you know, the last two, three, four games was not indicative of how we played this season. But our record is what it is. We won 20 games, but we had some tough losses here down the stretch. So congratulations to the Lions of Penn State Barron, and good luck to them tomorrow. And I believe to our women's team, is that correct? They won the game in Kenosha, and we'll probably play Carthage, I would imagine, there tomorrow night. So good luck to Coach Mo and the women, and hopefully they can carry the banner and the flag and maybe get back here next weekend.
Well, you have a solid crew coming back next year, so a lot of work by these guys. They did a real nice job growing up. We saw a lot of camaraderie and a lot of the guys stepping up towards the end of the season, so you have a lot to build with for next year.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, and I mean, you know, we'll be looking at that as we go into the end of the postseason and into next year, but right now it's really hard to see the forest through the trees, so to speak, and it's just real disappointing. We had some high hopes coming into the tournament, especially when we got a chance to be home and saw what it was. But you've got to win. You got to play games every night, and you got to play the game that's in front of you. And we just didn't get it done here this evening.
Well, I'm sorry, Coach, about the defeat, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again next season.
I would hope so, and no promises for me. I'm day to day, if not anything else. But I did enjoy our broadcast, and you know, we had a lot of good post-game interviews, and we talked about Hope College victories, and I tried to come on here whether we won or lost and give you analysis of the game and the pregame, and I've enjoyed it this year and for many, many years. So this is it. Thank you guys for your work, and good luck, as I hopefully you will continue on doing some women's games here at some point in the postseason. So go Hope.
Okay, thank you, Coach Tom Davilar.
Thanks to Coach Davilar out there. We appreciate him coming, and I know the fans do, because they talk to us frequently, and they appreciate the fact that the only complaint they have is we might give them some stats and so forth too quick, because they want to hear what Coach Dab has to say, and they need a little time to get to the car. So they like to listen to him in the pregame and in the postgame in particular.
Yeah, and Coach Tom Davilar, you know, it's kind of tough to, you know, we have to see his point, though. There are a lot of disappointed people coming out after the game, and it's tough to come in out after a loss like that where your season comes to an end.
Yeah, but you really got two losses out here, you might say, because that loss to Kelvin still hurts. And then you turn around, you lose the opener as far as the NCAA. So you got two losses back-to-back here, and that makes a difference and, you know, takes some of the luster off a championship season.
It's been a roller coaster week, Ron, because you know, we were there when they announced the brackets. You know, there was a lot of... You know, a lot of people that didn't think that the Flying Dutchman, there were a lot of question marks if we would be able to get into the tournament at all, and a lot of relief, and then everybody was kind of like on a high, and then, you know, tonight it was a roller coaster ride too. You know, you go into the half, you have that awesome alley-oop basket to end the first half, everybody's riding the emotional roller coaster, and Penn State Barron takes a lead, and then the Flying Dutchman come all the way back. I'm taking it after the 8-point lead, and, you know, back and forth it goes, and Flying Dutchman just aren't able to get it done in overtime, and it's a tough loss.
Yeah, and you have to start looking for next year. That's the next step out there. The seniors out there, they don't have another chance. And so the other guys, you have to, you know, they'll give them a week off or so and then get together, and usually the procedure they follow – is that they'll meet a couple of times, and then the coaches will talk individually with the players and say, all right, this is what, you know, we'd like to have you work on for the summer, and we'd like to come back, you know, put on 10 pounds or take it off or something like this, to get in better shape. And, then they start talking about their recruits, amongst themselves, because they're not allowed to talk about who they are recruiting or interested in or anything like that on the NCAA. So you have to wait and find that out kind of in the fall.
And they'll probably take a look at the JV, the junior varsity ball club, too, and make some decisions with that. So it'll be an interesting offseason for the Flying Dutchman. And we'll miss the seniors that will be leaving after this. The Cody Campbells, Caleb Byers, Nate Van Arendock, and Grant Neal. They played their last games for the Flying Dutchman this evening.
Well, this might be our last ball game for this year, whether you realize it or not. We could be coming back. Depends on what Coach Moe and his group does tomorrow and against Carthage as to whether we might get an opportunity to do another ball game or otherwise another season has gone past, Adam.
Well, let's hope that we can get, we have a couple more ball games in our under our belt, Ron. I would love to be able to call a few more ball games with you for this season. Well, let's send it back to the studio for one final 2-minute break. You're listening to the Crown Motors postgame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Crown Motors postgame show. We're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, where Penn State Barron has defeated Hope College 70-66. Hope College to end the Flying Dutchman season here in the first round of the NCAA Division III playoffs. The official attendance of tonight's ball game is 2,077 and is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue or have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game. Hope's record falls to 20-8. Penn State Barron's record improves to 24-4. And, Ron, I see that you're taking a look at the statistics here. And for who do you think should be the player of the game for this evening?
Well, I think we're going to have to go with Big Nate out there, being a senior, as he was 5-for-6 from the floor, 7-for-7 from the free throw line, pulled down 5 rebounds, got 17 points, but it was tainted a little bit by having 5 turnovers in addition. So I think still he's got to be our most valuable player tonight.
We'd like to congratulate Nate Van Arendock for being named player of the game in his final game in a Hope College uniform. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt. We'd also like to thank some of the other members of the coaching staff that have been with us this year. Coach Aldridge, who's been interviewed by us, and Carlson. Coach Matt Neal, who does the roundtable with Ron on Fridays. We'd also like to thank Coach Tom Davilar for coming out here during pregame and during the postgame. Tough to come out here during a loss and whatnot, but, you know, Coach Tom Davilar has come out here, and he's come out here sick before to be interviewed. We'd like to thank him for volunteering his time to give his analysis of the ball games. Nobody better to give the analysis. Tom Davilar has a lot of years of experience in the basketball industry.
Well, neither one of these teams want to go away out there. Hope College team is out talking parents and so on. They're mingling on one side, and this Penn State team brought some fans with them, and they're kind of mingling on the other side. And neither team wants to leave the court. They'd like to stay out there for a while. Yeah.
Now, you got to think, though, for the Hope team, it's kind of that they're like, well, we don't want this to end just yet. You know, their season comes to an end, and all the parents and the players, they're not going to have it's not going to be kind of the same after tonight. So I think that's why they're kind of like sticking around like they are. Penn State Barron probably doesn't want to get back to the hotel just yet. You know, an overtime victory, they probably are letting the euphoria run off a little bit. They got a little bit of that extra adrenaline. But I think they need to get back to the hotel and get some rest, because that Wheaton Ball Club, we saw them play earlier tonight, and they are a very solid ball club. That's the second time we saw them play this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if Penn State Barron has their hands full tomorrow night.
I would agree with you on that one as to, that Wheaton Ball Club, they took care of us over in Wisconsin earlier in the year,
That was last year. Oh, well, they did it at Calvin this year.
Okay, at Calvin.
You're thinking last year. They did a good job at against us at their home court last year, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're a good, solid ball club. And we invite you all to listen to the women tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening as the Flying Dutch, Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch, take on Carthage College. We're not sure which if that's going to be on 1450 WHGC or 92.7 The Van. Finally, thank you for joining us this evening. We invite you to join Greg Chandler tomorrow night as the Flying Dutch of Hope College take on host team Carthage in the second round of the NCAA Division III tournament. Tip-off is at I'm not really sure what the tip-off is going to be for that ball game. You're going to have to check your local listings for that. Once again, the final score this evening, Hope College 70, Penn State Barron, or excuse me, Hope College 66, Penn State Barron 70 in overtime. Have an unbelievable evening, everyone.